What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You can't get feel feel scrappy. Let's go!
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here. Trillville Thursday, clearly.
Yes.
Hour number two. Good. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. NFL no minutes away. We'll get back into some more college football as there are, including right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And then we'll get to the back page with Bo.
Dude, I was just going to ask this question because, you know, I'm all about, if they're going to give you a check, you go take the check, depending on what it is. But I just keep seeing this, and I saw this yesterday. SeaWorld.
Right? No, no.
Okay, I've been to SeaWorld, and I'm just curious, like, what is this whole new thing with, like, rappers going to perform at SeaWorld?
Oh, great question.
Yeah, because I saw
Yin-Yang Twins.
The Yin-Yang Twins there. Petey Pablo was just there.
Okay, good.
And so I'm like, then I remember Fat Joe was there. I think Bow Wow was there. And so when I saw the little scrappy little John, I was like, I wonder if they're going to have
a residency
there. But I'm just
curious, are they doing residencies?
I don't know. But I'm like, is this, like, what is, like, what's SeaWorld, like, first, a check's a check, all right? SeaWorld got plenty of money. Don't get me wrong.
It could be way worse.
And it could be way worse. Yeah, yeah. But I've seen it, and when I saw Petey Pablo, I was like, Petey Pablo?
Hell yeah.
At SeaWorld?
North Carolina!
I'm just like, I'm so, like, it's so cool. But what the hell's going on with SeaWorld? Like, they got under new management?
I don't know.
You know,
they got the new talent booker.
I mean, they try, that's what I'm saying. They trying to get more people in the seat.
I'll tell you this about that talent booker.
Yeah.
That person's about 45 years old.
By my age, yes. Yes.
Is that was in college in the early 2000s.
Yes.
And really, really likes that style
of
music.
Yes, because I'm just like, oh, okay. Because I saw Fat Joe coming out there with that crooked leg, trying to walk down them stairs and barely made it. And then I saw, again, we saw the Whisper song with Yin Yang them.
Uh-huh.
Then I saw Bow Wow and Soulja Boy. So I'm just curious, like, what the hell's going on in SeaWorld?
I don't know.
That they
got to
book these dudes. I ain't mad at you, bro.
No.
You have a lot of words. You have a lot worse being used than SeaWorld. I'm just curious, what the hell going on in SeaWorld?
It's a great question because, you know, you associate SeaWorld with, you know, you take your kids to go see some aquatics.
Yeah.
But there's no kids in those audiences.
No.
When they pant, which, thank goodness.
Yeah.
Because those guys are not doing the radio edited
and that's version. And that's why I was like, is it like...
Like, Petey Pablo had the Take Your Shirt Off song, but then he also had the one called Freak Elite.
Yes.
And you can't sing that one.
I like it.
You can't sing that in front of little kids.
That's my thing. Is it like, are they opening up for Shamu? Or is it like, or is it like you buy, or there's like an actual concert, meaning... It's not a show or anything before. It's Petey Pablo is going to be performing right, live concert.
I like the idea of them opening for the Whale show.
You know what I'm saying? And then, like, the Whale comes by. We've been to SeaWorld plenty of times, living down there where we were. And, you know, just the ending of their set, the just jumps out and just does a big splash.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That'd be cool.
I'm just curious.
Well, because remember in Free Willy, they had the Michael Jackson song,
yes.
Right? And there was, like, that great moment.
Yes.
He jumps out and the kid touches him. You could do that, but to Freak-A-Leak.
Yeah, exactly. Can you imagine that? And then, like, the killer whale going by their tail wagging? Like, freaking leak. I don't know. I was just curious. I was just curious. I was like, yeah, who's next?
They could teach it moves.
Yeah.
Like, there's various lines in all those songs that have references to, you know, shaking
your tail.
Tail and all kinds of stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But okay.
I always love that song because, and maybe this gives you an example of where his mind's at. He wanted to give a shout out to Seagram's Gin because he drinks it and they're paying him for it.
Yeah.
I was like, hell yeah. That's awesome.
That's an awesome line right
there. Two birds, one stone.
But yeah. That was it. I was just curious. Is there something going on in SeaWorld where they're like, this is a venue now? It's not necessarily. They're having the amenities of all the stuff that goes with. They like shut all them down and just have a Petey Pablo concert.
I would imagine they're trying for a little rebranding. You remember the documentary Blackfish?
Yeah.
It was actually a CNN documentary where they kind of exposed the treatment of orcas in SeaWorld.
Okay.
So SeaWorld has stopped captive breeding of orcas. There's only 17 left in SeaWorld, and after those are gone, they're gone.
They're done, right.
So I would imagine that it's kind of surprising that SeaWorld didn't completely shut down.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe they're just trying to get new demo of people through the gates.
Right. That probably is part of it. That's probably part of it.
Okay, see, there you go. That's why. I'm going to go with that.
Bit of a rebrand. Because I will say, I haven't seen that documentary. And I don't really want to. Like, I kind of get the gist of all the stuff you said. And I read a thing, but I don't want to. You know, that sounds awful. I don't want to watch that.
I mean,
but
it's.
When
it's
we went to the aquarium, my brother, we were watching the
Dolphin
show.
It was a great documentary.
My brother was like, have you seen the SeaWorld thing? And I was like, what is it? And he told me about it too. I was like, that sounds awful.
It's actually produced and hosted by a good friend of mine over at CNN, Martin Savage.
Hell yeah. Well done, Martin. Great work.
Great stuff.
People should watch it, I'm saying. I'll watch it now. All right. I'll watch it, Martin. All right. Let's get to the NFL No Huddle. Micah Parsons got a second opinion on his back.
Yes. Yes. They have,
I hadn't read that yet.
They have photos of him at the airport.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yes, Micah Parsons went to go get a second opinion on a back that is
fine.
That's fine. Yeah. But, hey. All
but
right.
It keeps him from getting fined.
Yeah, it does.
Smart man.
Yeah. You got to find a way to milk this thing.
All right. We'll get back into that. Actually, let's just do this since we're already talking about it. Here's Brian Schottenheimer, the head coach of that very football team. Because here's the thing. Like, all this back and forth, he said nonsense. They got a game in a week, man.
Yep.
Like, they got to play the Super Bowl champs in a week from this very day.
Yes.
Here's their head coach talking about that.
At the end of the day, as soon as he can get out there, that's great. But, again, there'll be a ramp-up plan for him. And when he lines up out there to play,
obviously.
Do I think he would play 75 plays in every play? Probably not. You know, I don't think that that's real. But I do think that he can be very disruptive, like we all know.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be the biggest thing is that when you look at different players who have held out or held in or whatever, they've had longer than a week to get ready for a game. Like, he's not going to be able to go out there because he hasn't practiced at all. Like, at least, like, Trey Henderson is going to get 2 weeks of practice.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't practiced at all. You can tell me the walkthroughs and all that crap. If you're sweating a walkthrough, that means you're doing too damn much. All right? I'm just going to say with it. If you're sweating a walkthrough, that means you're either hungover, drunk, or you're just doing too damn much. And so, yeah, you get the mental reps of it. Mental is just as important as a physical part of football, no doubt about it.
I also wonder, though, just to, like, try to really drive home the idea that he has a back injury, is he able to work out like normal?
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if you want to prove to the you don't look hurt when you're out there doing all that working out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So maybe he can't even work out.
Yeah, but you can't work out. Because you can't do anything physical
Right. Because
that lets them know that, that back ain't that bad.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, yeah, he's probably in pretty bad shape right now. You know, for him. Bad shape for him is, yeah. All right. Here's Nick Caserio talking about Joe Mixon, who is going to miss time to start the season. It's a pretty big deal for the Texans.
I mean, with all injured players, kind of take it one day at a time. And so whatever their timeline is, you know, we kind of handle accordingly. I'd say the players that are on PUP or NFI, I mean, they're out 4 games or 4 weeks. So once we get through 4 weeks, we'll kind of evaluate it at that time.
Instead of PUP, was it something?
Yeah, I mean, it seems to me like he got hurt doing something he handled business during the offseason.
Oh, really?
That's what it sounds like
to
me. You know,
well, because he was banged up last year during the year, too.
I could be absolutely 100% wrong. And whatever, because it has something to do with his ankle.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that seemed like it was some kind of surgery or whatever. And it could have been from something last year because you're right, he was banged up. But to me, you know, he is such so important to what they do because he came over from Cincinnati and did skip a beat. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, when you look at this new offensive line, we talked about they moved on from the tackles. Most of their starting lineup last year they're going with a bunch of young players.
Yeah, they got a second-round draft pick starting at left tackle.
And so when you look at it from that standpoint, C.J. Stroud, I don't think he regressed because they couldn't protect him, not because his skills diminished. Mm-hmm. You got Nico's back for a whole year. Mm-hmm. You did lose Michi. They traded him over mm-hmm. to the Eagles, I think it was. But Joe Mixon is so vital to what they do. And so we'll see. But they need – yeah.
Obviously, the guys behind him, while he's not out there, Nick Chubb being one of them. Yes. Damian Pierce had a really nice year for them a couple years ago.
He's a solid-ass player,
Yeah, he's
man.
A solid player.
Solid-ass player.
So, yeah, that's kind of where they're at with that. I just wanted to play this one because he's talking about legacy of a guy who's in his second year. But here's Ben Johnson talking about Caleb Williams.
The standard has been set. The bar has been set high. He has said that he wants to be not just one of the best top five quarterbacks in this league, but he wants to have a legacy that lasts for a long time. And so we're coaching him that way. We're approaching it that way. That's not going to change. Is he going to be a finished product here year two? No, he's going to continue to get better year in and year out. And it's a process. And so we're very clear on that. You know, there is a little bit of grace here as we go through it. We know he's learning. He's going to take his bumps. But at the same time, as long as we're not making the same mistake twice, we're going to be right on track and we'll be just fine.
There you go.
Okay. I heard it.
Yep.
He's got to play better, Andy.
He's got to play better if he wants to have that legacy.
Yes.
He's got some good guys to throw the football,
damn,
though,
too. Damn sure does.
Rome Odunze, DJ Moore, Luther Burden drafted this year. Alamide Zaccheaus there as well. I didn't realize that.
Yeah,
he's on that team.
They caught a touchdown.
Colston Loveland they drafted. He's a tight end out of Michigan.
And Cole Kmet.
And Cole Kmet, who's also a very good tight end.
He got weapons on top of weapons, Andy.
DeAndre Swift. And
a revamped offensive line.
Yeah, and a revamped offensive line.
So it's on him.
So there
it's
you
on,
go.
It's on him. Real quick, Andy, some Falcons news came down. We talked about Braylon Trice. Rob's basis hands are reoccurring, so it's still that knee just probably ain't 100% where it needs to be. Billy Bowman will be the starting nickel.
Rookie.
And Xavier Watts will be the starting safety opposite of Jesse Bates.
Rookie.
Yes. And then the competition for the right tackle is between Elijah Wilkins and Brandon Parker and the other guy.
Jack Nelson,
yes,
who's also a rookie.
Yes. So there it is. All this stuff comes down. So we talked earlier about being young. Well, you're starting two guys in the secondary because you can a nickel is basically a starting corner in this league.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
That's even maybe younger than we kind of anticipated.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't know that both of those guys were going to start. They are. Obviously, you're going to have the two first-round draft picks
and
in there.
James Pierce is probably going to be a starter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Dorlus and Rook are basically rookies with the amount of time that they played last year. That's a lot of youth.
Yep. A lot of youth.
You can be young and good.
You can be.
You can be old and bad.
It goes both ways, actually.
You can be young and bad and old and good.
Yeah. Or old and bad.
Or old and seasoned. I don't know.
Old and old.
Old and old. Yeah, all right. Yeah, so that's the Falcons news from today. Those are the latest, and like you said, Braylon Trice was put on the IR, designated to return. He's got to miss the first 4 weeks, so a little bit of the depth we kind of thought was going to be there in that pass rush, at least from his perspective, won't be for the first month of the season. All right, we'll come back. We'll get back into a handful of different college football conversations. We've got Cincinnati versus Nebraska on the radio station tonight. Pregame at 8:30, kickoff at 9, so don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Check this out. You already know this Trillville.
Yes, sir. You know you listening to Andy and Randy on a Trillville Thursday on what?
92.9.
The game. Let's go.
Let's go.
All right, y'all slow down now. Y'all slow down in the car. Because you know what it's come on, Andy. Throw them. Oh, I know somebody grabbing the steering wheel with both hands.
Oh, yeah.
And just shaking that thing right now. What's up, big mouth, big talk, big game?
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Yeah, we're just throwing out other possibilities for SeaWorld.
Yeah, that's it, dog.
Whatever.
Yeah, my boy Troy might be out there with that championship belt.
Do it. They got plenty of money down there at SeaWorld. Listener, let us know also that if you missed Ying Yang Twins at SeaWorld,
yes.
Worry not. They will be in Atlanta.
Just say worry not.
Worry not. You'll have an opportunity to see the Ying Yang Twins at Collecticon in a couple of weeks here in Atlanta for the low, low fee of $165. I'll get you the concert and a VIP backstage pass that goes along with a meet and greet.
Get that check.
You can meet the fellas for a reasonable price of $165.
And it only costs $165 to see a so wait till you see that line.
They'll whisper at you.
Wait till you see that line. Whoop! Wait till you see that line. I was going to beat that.
Yeah. If you want that in real life.
In real life.
Only $165 plus fees. I'm sure it's plus fees. You know how Ticketmaster and all that works out.
Yeah, we don't think it'd be, dog.
Yeah, so Collecticon just a couple weeks away. Also, probably get some new Pokemon cards or whatever.
They don't still do that. Well, you know what? Never mind.
Well, I think they do. I think stuff like that is for
it is.
But
you know, the con folks tried to come in my head one time.
Which con was it?
I can't remember which con it was, but it's one of them cons, and they tried to come for my head. And all I was saying was grown men should be dressed up like Spider-Man. And that's all I said. All right? I offended a lot of them cons, and I'm sorry. And so I said I won't do it again because, hey, you're your own man, own woman. It's just something – because I live in San Diego. And so it's really big. They had the real big one out there in San Diego, and where me and Donna lived at, it was right by the convention center. Mm-hmm. So you would be walking gasoline, go get some dinner, and you might walk by a damn Ken.
Yeah.
Dressed in, like, his whole Malibu Barbie outfit.
Yeah. You might bump into Batman.
Yeah. Literally, you're sitting down at dinner, and there's the Joker. The Heath Ledger looking one.
There he is.
Sitting right next to you. So
creeping everybody out.
Yeah. And so, again, I'm not going at them con folks because they came in my head last time. All right. I'm not apologizing for what I said because I kind of meant it. But you do you, boo. You do you.
If you had to go to Comic-Con.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
If you had to go to Comic-Con and you had to dress as a character. You have to. This is the scenario.
Okay.
Which one?
Black Panther.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's not so bad.
Yeah, definitely. Black Panther. Yeah, definitely. Like, I ain't gonna go nowhere. Like, because I still believe this because I was taught this as a child. Like, the Green Lantern was a brother.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, the Green Lantern was a brother.
I didn't know that.
So, yeah, I might do that. Or, oh, God. What was my boy's name? when Damon Wayans was Blink Man.
Blank Man.
Blank Man, yeah.
I don't know, man.
Why wouldn't you do like Mace Windu? That'd be pretty cool.
Who was that?
I think that's Samuel L.
Yeah, Samuel L. Jackson out of Star Wars.
Oh.
Or what was Billy Dee Williams' character?
Oh, yeah, Billy Dee.
You know, you could be Jules.
Lando Calrissian.
And that would still be cosplay. Like, you can be Jules from Pulp Fiction and carry around a gun.
Oh, really?
Hell yeah.
Oh, you know how I feel about Samuel.
Put you on an afro?
Yeah. Actually.
You'd
be awesome.
You know how I feel about Samuel.
You're right, probably right around the age he was when he played Jules in Pulp Fiction.
Like with the Jerry curl.
If you just had a Jerry curl wig.
Oh, man.
And what was the shirt he had on after they had to change?
I might be able to do that.
Was it the UC Santa Barbara or something like that? Banana slugs? I think he had. Anyway,
yeah.
That's a good Halloween costume. Huh,
there we go. Yeah.
I'll be Travolta. Yeah. I don't really look like Travolta. But
dude, we pull that
I'll
off.
Do it.
We got. You know how I am about theme costumes? You know how I am about theme costumes.
I know you. I know how you are.
I'm not very big on those. All right.
But kind of fun, though.
But we should still be the Ninja Turtles for Halloween.
Or we could just be the Ninja Turtles. Mm-mm. You could be Raphael.
I know that.
Cool but rude.
Yep.
Just like you.
No, I'm good. Because that'd be too much, man.
It'd probably be too much.
Now, are we talking
just t-shirts?
Okay, I was going to say, now, t-shirts.
Okay.
Okay. Because I got a
green light.
Because I got a Michelangelo t-shirt.
Oh, you already have one.
But it's not like, are we talking about like the t-shirt with the shell on it or the face on it?
Like the shell with the belt and the M.
Yeah. Oh, no, I got the face.
Okay. Oh, you got the face.
Yeah,
okay.
I got the face.
Well, we got time to work on
okay.
it. Okay. A couple months away.
Right,
that's a couple good Halloween costume ideas.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah, I think about
it. If you and me dressed up like Samuel L. and Travolta from Pulp Fiction, that would be pretty funny.
Yeah.
That would be pretty.
I would probably win whatever contest was going on.
Yeah. Let's just make a contest and then we'll win it.
That sounds good to me.
Isn't there one here?
Hey, like Duke Sobel did Miami Vice a couple years ago. That was pretty good.
They do what?
I think there's an Odyssey costume contest, isn't there?
I don't know.
Let's just go with yes.
Okay.
And then we'll work on it. I think it's a good idea.
All right.
Those are all great ideas. If I was going to dress up for Comic-Con.
Because somebody already took Tubbs.
Nobody
asked me. They took Tubbs and Crockett, right?
I'd be Buzz Lightyear. That's the one I would want to do. To infinity and beyond. It's a cool character. If I had to. I'm not saying I want to do it. I'm just saying if I had to do it, you know, that's the one I would do.
Okay. No problem.
I like Buzz Lightyear a lot.
I'm sorry.
I'm not going to do it. I could have done it by now. I'm 40 years old.
All I know is
I haven't done it.
I ain't messed with Buzz ever since Buzz thought that damn laser was going to do something to somebody.
Hey, man. He didn't know he was a toy.
Man.
He didn't know he was a toy. We had to let him know.
I know all the movies. Just because I am who I am now, I watch all of them just like you watch all the movies now with your baby. I did all that. Damn sure did. And I thought he was a damn cornball.
Well, they let him know.
Buzz Lightyear.
And then he realized
Buzz Lightyear was a damn cornball.
And then he became like the hero.
And so was
damn
Andy. You too damn old to be playing with toys.
Well, that's when they gave him away in the third one. That was part of it.
Damn old to be playing with toys.
All right. We got some college football on the radio station tonight. Cincinnati versus Nebraska, 8:30 kickoff. No, 8:30 pregame, kickoff at 9. If I had it the other way, that'd be bad. Also, do want to remind you that this is your home for live college football coverage in Atlanta. Saturday at 8 a.m., get the day started with college football game time. John Fricke, Chris Goforth, Abe Gordon, and Garrett Chapman will set the stage for all the big matchups. And like we said, we have big week one contests with Cincinnati and Nebraska tonight, Ohio State and Texas on Saturday, Notre Dame and Miami on Sunday, and North Carolina TCU Monday at 7, all this weekend on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We off Monday, right?
Believe so.
Okay. Cool.
Believe so. Yes.
Cool. All right. Let's make sure. Because I don't know. Because I ain't no trip planned.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Wife get a day off. We going to somebody's cabin.
2025 is the year of no trips. Obviously, in my family, but that doesn't count. I guess for places you can drive to or have free places to stay. So, look out, Charlotte.
Here the we bunkers go. Are on the way.
We're on our way tomorrow. My favorite place to be.
There you go.
Can't wait to go to Charlotte. Now, App State does play Charlotte tomorrow night.
I know. And you guys are not going.
Okay. No, we're not going. We're going to a one-year-old's birthday party. It'll be a good time, though. Before we do, maybe there'll be a Buzz Lightyear theme. Before we do some of this other stuff, we did the Power Four conferences and winners. There's going to be a group of five team that makes the playoffs.
Yes.
That's just the way the rules work.
Yes.
Probably won't have a bye like last year. In fact, you can almost guarantee that they won't because of the way that they restructured things. But if you had to pick a team from the group of five, because only one's going to get in, who's the one that you think could make the playoffs?
I think it's always Boise that people look at, but I think Boise is going to lose tonight.
Do you really?
Yeah.
You kind of hinted at that earlier.
Yeah,
why?
I don't know. I mean, I like South Florida where they're going as far as their progression. I love their head coach.
Who?
I was forgetting his name, but I remember him from 2 years ago when they played Bama. Golis, thank you.
Oh, yeah, Alex Golis.
Yeah, and how they had him ready for that. You know how they just like,
oh,
you remember that game?
That was the game where they randomly benched Milroe, right?
I like this dude, and I like this team that they got right here. And then it's in South Florida.
Okay. It's in Tampa.
Yeah, I like him tonight, man.
Okay, yeah, I don't disagree about not taking them as one of the 12.
I can't think of another one.
They lost one of the best players in the history of their program.
Maybe the best.
I mean, this guy you just handed the ball to last year and he'd get you 250 yards all purpose.
I'm trying to think.
I like Tulane. I like Tulane. They've been good for a couple years. They got the quarterback from BYU.
Okay. Okay.
And he's really good, Retzlaff. Right. And I don't know. I mean, somebody, it was only going to be one of them.
And probably Tulane. And Tulane, like, we all remember the damn what they did to USC. And USC came down there with all like, oh, I want to be with Tulane. And the damn, they just beat the hell out of you.
That was a good game.
Yeah. Because I picked Boise to lose tonight, and it's going to be hard.
They lose tonight, they're not going to.
Exactly. It's going to be hard for one loss team to get in there. All right. I'll roll with you Tulane because of the quarterback.
We're going Tulane.
Only reason.
I know there's coaches on the hot seat in the SEC. Do you think that there's any coach that doesn't make it through the season?
And where?
In the SEC.
I think they'll let Coach Pittman hang on.
I do too.
Yeah.
Like, I think he's, if I had to pick a coach that I feel like is most likely to not be the head coach of his team next year, Sam Pittman probably.
Yeah. Stoops. I mean, that buyout.
The buyout's too much.
If it was basketball, okay.
It's an $80 million buyout.
And if it was basketball, they might figure out something. They're not going to do it for football.
No. I think they're not going to be very good. And I think Kentucky's going to have a really tough year.
What's the other one I'm thinking of?
Brent Venables is on there. I don't know.
If Florida comes out bad, Napier might be out of here.
Yeah.
Napier might be out of here.
It was a little surprising that he made it out of September last year, given the way things went and what it felt like. He did, obviously, and, it all kind of hinges on DJ Lagway's health, right? I mean, I will say, last week was the first time I actually saw a report from down there about DJ Lagway doing a football thing.
Something's been wrong on camp.
I know. Everything that came out was, I tweaked this, I hurt that, can't get back out there because of this. It was nice to see some news coming out of Florida that was actually about him practicing football.
Yeah.
So, you know what it is there. If he plays great, then who knows? I don't think Hugh Freeze really has a ton to worry about right now.
I don't know, Bob.
You think so?
I mean,
they get restless. Auburn gets restless.
You remember when they didn't want his ass to – we wonder how long – why it took so long to come back to the SEC. Unless Auburn got something that we don't know about, as far as like, because I mean, they're viewing it as, they got Georgia coming down there. It's going to be a big night. That's the day they're retiring Cam's number. Uh-huh. If they can pick us off, he'll save his job.
Oh, sure.
But if they're going to be like I think they are, which I think they're going to be cheeks.
Do you really?
Auburn? Yeah.
I think they're going to be okay. Like, I don't, I'm not saying I think they're going to be in the SEC championship game or anything like that. They have a tough schedule, but they got talent. They got good wide receivers. They got good trench play. They got some good transfers. They got the quarterback from Oklahoma that everybody last year was like, oh, this guy's the next guy.
Yes.
Jackson Arnold. And then obviously they didn't play very well last year.
Who have they not gotten? Don't seem like Auburn's got so many people's former starting quarterback down there.
Well, every year they have a transfer. But every year I'm always like, really?
Yes.
Peyton Thorne?
I mean, Cam's a hell of a receiver. If you learn to talk about, but I don't think they're really good.
Well, I mean, what do you mean? Like, I could see, 7-5.
That's not good for Auburn.
8-4. Better than it's been.
Yeah, but still, I mean, you want to talk about Auburn.
Sure.
7-5 ain't good?
8-4.
All right. Maybe they're 8-4, too. I think 8-4 is the ceiling for them, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably. But, I mean, I don't know. Just being honest, I don't think they're going to be good.
No, I don't think they're going
to
be good.
But I'm not an Auburn alum, so I don't have to, I don't have to get mad about that.
I know. I just,
8-4 with that roster is about what it is.
Is Hugh Freeze good enough to have that roster 8-4?
I think so.
Okay.
I don't know. We'll see. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
It's a weird radio show. It's a weird radio show we do, but it's a lot of fun. 20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day. We've got a couple different Falcons updates from practice today. Darnell Mooney's out there.
Yeah, man.
That's good. Good to see Darnell Mooney back out there as they ramp things up, getting ready for week one next weekend. We'll catch you up on everything you may have missed, if anything. Just some starters named and some competition at right tackle. An interesting thing that Raheem also said about maybe a plan B option at right tackle as well, which we'll get into at 1 o'clock. But all that coming up. And then, obviously, Smoke and Joe Patrick will join us at 1:20. We'll talk Falcons with him an hour away from the AMA and just a couple minutes away from the back.
Boy, this damn lineup I got, I'm sitting right now, Andy. I don't know who I play week one, but I'm going to tear that up.
In the college league?
Yeah, man.
All right, I'll tell you who you match up against.
I don't want to know.
Oh, why?
Yeah, because I want to stay mentally ready.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to stay mentally ready. I want to keep my guys focused.
You feel like you will be not ready mentally if you know who you're playing against?
No, because I'm still trying to figure out if this roster is set or not. I'm still trying to see if this roster is set.
Oh, you got John the Miami fan week one.
Get some.
John the Miami
fan. Get some.
Fan.
Get some.
There you go.
Get some.
He was talking a lot of trash at the Coke Fantasy League the other night.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
About what?
You specifically.
No, he ain't saying about
no,
me.
No, I didn't. He said, I've been listening to you guys, and you sound really good.
Oh, yeah, man.
Hope the family's good and all
that. Come on, man. We do it.
Always friendly.
We do this, man. We do this. You know what I mean? But, yeah, I mean, college football and this fantasy thing, because if this goes the way I think it will go, this would be my only year playing.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're off.
Yeah. If this goes away, I'm pretty sure it's going to go, yeah, this is my last year.
What would you think? Why?
It's too much going on. I don't like to be obligated to do nothing but drink, beer, and watch TV.
We haven't even
I got more obligations because I got
to
watch
TV. That is all you have to do.
Huh?
Yeah, like, you don't
you
have
can
to
set
play.
Your lineup right now and never even look at it until Sunday.
Okay, that's what I just did. That's it. I just set everything.
So you're
but
good.
I don't know. I'm not sure if this lineup is set, though.
Like, oh, you don't even know if you click submit.
Yeah, do I got to push the submit button?
So on this app, you do not have to submit your lineup. It saves it automatically.
Okay,
so if the guys are in there, they're in there.
Okay.
But you are going to be curious throughout Saturday, and you're going to be peeping.
I bet I don't.
You don't think you'll check?
No.
Check in on the score?
No.
You don't want to know what guy you have if you're watching a game and it's like, throw it to him?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's why I stopped playing fantasy football in the first
place. Okay.
Yeah.
No, that is the part that I don't like about fantasy football is if you're playing against a guy and maybe he's even on the team that you root for, and it's like, well, I do hope we score a touchdown here, but I hope they don't pass it to him. And then your team scores a touchdown like in under 2 minutes in the fourth quarter, but it's to the guy you're playing against in fantasy, and you're kind of happy but kind of not happy at the same time.
Football happen.
I know. That, but, it, you know how it is.
Either way. Let football happen. But happy when they score your touchdowns.
I know, but you're rooting for your favorite team, right? But then you have money on the thing, so you understand. Of course you understand.
Yeah.
You're a diehard fan.
You don't have to root for or against the fantasy players. You just think it's happy if it happens. You root for your favorite team, fantasy or no.
Okay.
I saw some funny reels about, like, because y'all did the fantasy thing the other day, right?
Uh-huh.
And, Bo, you're commissioner of a couple of fantasy leagues, right?
Yeah.
Do y'all have, like, these fancy drafts and stuff?
Yes. So the league that I'm in,
right?
We've been in a league since 2007. I still have at least half original members, if I'm not mistaken. That's somewhere. But all the members that I have in there now have been in there for at least 5 years.
Right.
So we – every year, and I am committed to this, be it 2 people show up or 10 people show up. This year, we're going to have 6, 7, 8, including Brian, the Georgia fan.
Okay.
we're all meeting. Good friend of mine, Brian Weeks, who listens. Good friend of mine up in Gainesville. He's got a pool and whatnot. We're having a pool party on Sunday. Shout out to Brian for hosting us. We're having a pool party. We're going to do the draft at noon. He's going to throw some food on the grill.
Okay.
We're going to hang out by the pool. Yes.
Okay.
Huge deal.
Okay.
And that's the best way to do a fantasy draft. I hate online drafts or like what we did the other night.
Yeah.
Meeting in person is the best way to do any kind of fantasy draft.
Okay. Yeah. Just checking. Okay. All right. That's all. I was just making sure. Because I was like, I saw all these different, like, y'all don't got no corporate punishment or nothing, right?
No, because I can't get, see, this is one thing I do not like about my league. The only thing, probably. I can't get these goons to freaking agree on anything.
Like, what?
Me, I would go all in. I would do a tattoo punishment.
Why?
Why not?
Why?
Because I will get a random tattoo.
Why would you let other people dictate what you're going to do to yourself?
It's just tattoos. It's just all
this is just tattoos? I don't want to get a tattoo because this damn dude dropped the ball.
If the winning team, or if I'm the loser of the league, like last place, and the winning team is an elephant as their mascot, and the punishment is to get an elephant tattoo on my butt, I'm going to get it tomorrow.
Damn,
it's got a story behind it.
Yeah.
As long as tattoos have meaning and tell a story.
What does this
now
mean?
I'm not getting one on my face.
I'm telling you, you're a damn loser.
But I lost the fantasy league. It doesn't mean I'm a loser.
No.
I lost the fantasy league.
You lost the fantasy league, and you got a damn
I've never
elephant.
Had to do a loser punishment, by the way, in 25 years of playing fantasy football.
We could just make this the back page. Do we want to just do that, and then we'll restart it with the conversation? But okay. So I can tell people about Solomon Brothers and the ways that they can contact them. Brought to you by Solomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their 3 locations or shop online at SolomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Solomon Brothers. The Coca-Cola League that we're in, speaking of jewelry, winning team gets a championship ring.
Oh, really?
We never won it.
Yeah.
But this is the year.
Is Solomon Brothers doing it?
No.
Oh, I was like, y'all get a
win. That was just a...
Oh.
It was just a mediocre transition that I made.
Oh, okay. I was like, damn, that's awesome.
Very similar, though, a similar weight to the rings that we get for winning softball tournaments and stuff. It's a good ring.
It's a good ring. Because the team...
What'd you wear?
I would wear... If I won...
next year's draft.
I would wear it to next year's draft. Okay. Yes. I would
and
wear
every it to year's next draft after that.
I would wear it to next year's draft. There's a team in the league that's won it 3 or 4 times.
Uh-huh.
And some of those guys had, like, their whole... like a brass knuckle full of rings.
And they just walked around flexing on y'all.
On us, yeah. The guy from the owner of the Golden Corral team, there's a Golden Corral team in the league, they won it 2 years ago, and he came by and said, what's up? And he was like, hey, you know, John from Golden Corral, we won the league 2 years ago. We plan on doing it again.
He's talking
and I was
trash?
Like, dang, yeah, buffet of trash talk from the Golden Corral
I
people.
I see you, dog.
All right. Fair enough.
He's doing this you can't see me thing.
He was really, and then he was like, hey, by the way, love the show. Yeah. I was like, thanks, man.
Yeah, Randy, this is actually the league that we have the championship belt.
And
we put the winner's name on it every year. It's a pretty big deal.
Well, you know how I am with championship belts.
Supportive.
100%. Yep. Just
so,
right in the shoulder.
Before I get to another challenge, which this one I think we may have to do, but I'll get to in a second. Just real quick, I'm sure that just about all y'all would agree with me when I say that the 90s were the best era or decade for both rock music and hip-hop, all music, 90s, early 2000s.
I wouldn't say the 90s was the best decade for rock music. I would probably say the 70s.
70s was good. I'm going to say the 90s, but either way.
Like my favorite rap for the most part, 90s.
Kind of different kinds of rock, though, too.
Definitely.
Well, the grunge music scene, mostly when grunge music hit the scene, that the era of music that followed...
Mm-hmm.
Phenomenal.
I love grunge music.
So, September 5th through 8th, 5th through 7th. More importantly, September 5th.
That's a mental note. I'm going to bring that up in 7 months from now.
September 5th. No, it's like 3 weeks from now, 2 weeks from now. September 5th, Grunge Night and Flannel Fest at Truist Park.
What?
35% off of all tickets using the code ATL90s.
Okay.
All right, so on Friday, cool. September 5th, live grunge music from the Battery, 90s rock theme photo ops,
okay,
and prizes for best dressed 90s outfits at Truist Park, Braves, Mariners.
Okay, pretty cool. Yeah, that's a cool idea.
I'm going to that. Okay. Yeah. I'm going. Yeah. Can I borrow a flannel shirt?
Sure.
Okay. Can I pick yours?
Man, I told you a couple years ago that I had gotten these Patagonia flannels for Christmas,
yes,
and the large in Patagonia flannel is double XL. And I asked if you wanted one, and you said you didn't want it.
I don't remember.
So we gave them away.
How's you going to give away a Patagonia?
She sold it.
Okay. I'm about to say, you didn't give away no damn Patagonia.
She sold it on, like, I don't know, one of those.
Or in the marketplaces.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to think, do I have any other real big ones?
So as soon as I saw this email.
I'll look.
I went on to eBay just to make sure that I had one that fit me, because my 90s rock band t-shirts are all kind of lost and gone, right? Went on to eBay and ordered me a Soundgarden Super Unknown t-shirt.
Awesome.
Hopefully it'll be here before September.
I like
Soundgarden.
I mean, yes, I'm a Soundgarden guy. Y'all didn't know that?
I know you love Chris Cornell and Soundgarden.
Oh, I thought y'all was joking. No, I blank with Soundgarden.
No, there's a number of grunge songs that when they play, like, as bumpers or whatever,
yeah,
you can tell you like
it. Yeah, man. Don't be trying me out, though.
I mean, I'm always the first to do this because I can't wait, because I look best in fall clothing. The weather was cold enough this morning to where that's a brand new flannel I got to break out.
Yeah.
I remember, like, the first couple of times, or maybe only the first time that I produced Bunk Show, I brought in a bunch of freaking grunge music and stuff, and I was playing in his bumpers, and he's like, yeah, I'm more of a hip-hop fan.
I disappointed you so much.
Let me down, man. Not let me down.
Dude,
like,
many people get disappointed, because I literally grew up in Seattle in the 90s, and everyone's like, yeah, like, Nirvana, right? I don't know. I mean, yeah, sure, yes, but I'm just as much of a fan of them as anybody who grew up anywhere.
And you weren't any of the bands that I played. Yeah. That's part of getting to know each other, though.
Just really, really just stereotype my guy.
Well, he's from Seattle. Yeah,
yeah,
of course.
That's right. Here's the thing about coffee. Here's the thing about me and there and then. I was too young. I wasn't old enough to really get it.
Yeah.
Like, when Kurt Cobain committed suicide, I was in, like, fourth grade,
yeah, I was a sophomore
or fifth
in high
grade
school,
or something like that.
I shed a tear.
We drove my bus route home in middle school, drove by his house.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Like, I mean, that's, you know. But again, I didn't know what he was talking about. Which, by the way, why was I listening to R. Kelly? Like, I knew what the hell he was talking about.
Because you did.
I could feel it.
It just felt right.
Come on, man.
So I don't know if this is a challenge or not, but it should be. And it's called the Alexa Challenge. And, Randy, if you're willing, we could do a Siri challenge right here on the air. But first, listen to Matt Leinart doing the Alexa challenge.
Yeah, I heard this.
Alexa, who's Matt Leinart?
From eSports.com, Matt Leinart was a Heisman Trophy winning quarterback at USC and a top 10 NFL draft pick.
What?
But his pro career didn't amount to much.
What?
Really?
Yikes. Oh, well.
Wow, Alexa's rough. Damn.
What?
Dude got roasted by Alexa.
His first-round draft pick in the NFL.
I would have yanked it out of the damn wall and threw it.
But his pro career didn't amount to much.
Which is true.
It's true. But
he knows that.
Didn't seem like, I don't know, they could have leaned in more to the college stuff.
I'm not going to lie. I want to do Mark Sanchez now.
Okay.
Let's do Randy McMichael.
I'm going to write that down. Abe wants to do Mark
Sanchez.
You want to
do what? I want to ask Siri, who is Randy McMichael, on the air and see what Siri says.
Oh, that should be interesting.
All right, let's do it.
Hey, Siri, who is Randy McMichael?
It's not on speaker.
Dang it. We should have.
Oh, damn it.
It was saying something. It just wasn't on speaker.
Okay. I'll try it again.
What would you like to know about Randy McMichael?
Who is he?
I guess there's layers. What would you like to know, she asked me. Well, I don't know anything. So, all right. Maybe we'll do it and then record it and have some fun with it later.
It was a good idea.
Yeah.
It was a good idea. That sucks that happened, though. Like,
dude.
It was his daughter who said it.
Like,
I wondered, though, like, was that real? Like, if you ask Alexa, Matt Leinart, is that what it says? Or was that sort of made up for clicks?
I think that was real.
It was real?
I think that was made up.
It seemed like it. Just because, like, I don't know. If you asked me who was Matt Leinart to somebody who didn't know, I'd be like, well, I don't know, one of the winningest quarterbacks. Yes. He was the USC quarterback at the peak of the Pete Carroll, won the Heisman.
But this is using, like, AI to go back and see. Well, it did say, you know, Heisman in first round.
Right.
Although his NFL career didn't amount to much.
Top 10 pick in the league. Pro career didn't amount to much.
Didn't amount to nothing. That's pretty. I would have put a thing out the wall through it.
Yeah.
And I hate them damn Alexa things.
Yeah, that's why I will never get one of those.
Y'all have none?
No.
Keep it that way.
Yeah, we will. Nadia. And that's on the off chance that Alexa wants to talk trash about me. Who's Andy though. Bunker?
She's only going
to
talk trash
mediocre
if you ask
radio
her.
Host. Not a big grunge guy. All right. We'll come back.
Yeah.
We'll get to the
because, I get that. You know, that grunge, like, sadness. Yeah, that one.
Yeah. I think maybe part of it, too, is, like, I was living there. So I didn't need more reminder.
More right.
You know, yeah, it's raining.
It's raining.
Sucks.
Yeah, right.
This isn't an Outkast talk about something
Fair
else.
Point.
Yeah. All right. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.